Ladies and gents, the Starlight team is super pumped to bring you our newest realist segment. It's everything you love about reality programming, but through the classy lens of that one weird college class you took to fill up your credit requirements. It's time for Olympic Shore!
Yo, what's up, everyone? This is your boy Zeus the Thunderclap Jupes coming at you straight from Olympic Shore! So, here's the deal, guys. Me and my sibs Hera, Poseidon, Demeter, Hades just overthrew our wicked garbage dad and his Titan bros in this big, epic fight where you could totally see my hot pecs and washboard abs. But now Olympus is kind of in shambles, so while it's getting fixed up, we're chilling in this wicked seaside pad here that makes the old mountaintop look like your grandma's underdraws. Oh! Can me and my sibs handle living together in such a tiny space? Guess we'll find out right here on Olympic Show! Now, today being our first day, we had to start by picking rooms, so I suggested drawing straws. I mean, that's fair, right?
So long as Demeter here don't mess with the straws.
For the last time, Hera, I don't do dead things. That's Hades' department.
Which was not my choice, by the way.
Here we go.
I wanted to be the god of feelings. Like the ones you all robbed me of forever.
Dude, someone stole your feelings? Are you like, you know, mad?
Oh, God, shut up, Poseidon.
How about... But how about, like, we use peacock feathers, though?
For the love of us, Hera, every day it's peacocks with you.
Well, if you would learn to keep your peacock in its place.
Oh, fine, whatever, do the feathers. I don't care so long as I get first crack.
Hey, why do you get dibs?
Because I'm the only one who didn't let Dad eat him.
That wasn't our fault. Pops grabbed us straight from us.
Demeter, can we please maybe not go like NC-17 on our first day? Show a little class now. Here's some feathers. That's classy. We'll start with Zeus and go clockwise.
So, we all draw and boom, I got the big one, which fits me to a T just in case any hotties out there was curious. Oh yeah, in your faces, boom, thunderclap, boom.
Oh, good for you. I'm so proud. So pick your figure room already.
All right, I'm gonna take the penthouse suite. What? Yeah. How'd you guys know?
Since when have you not wanted to be on top?
Oh, that's me.
All right, I got next. And if Thunderball's here.
It's classic. Yeah, Thunderball's.
Yeah, thanks, Hera. Water nuts.
Water nuts. Yeah, it's class A.
All right, so if Zeus is on top, I'm taking next one down.
The room by the stairs. No, come on, Hera.
Oh, don't you Hera me. You ain't coming or going without me knowing.
I guess there's a first time for everything.
I don't appreciate that, so you can just shut your hellhole, Hades.
Can we keep going? I'd like to have somewhere to sleep before night actually hits.
Well, who's next then?
I'll take pool.
What? You can't just live in the pool.
Well, you know, why not? Is that like... I like water.
But the pools are public area, Poseidon. What if you pee in it?
Everyone pees in the pool, Demeter. It's where modesty goes to die.
Yeah, it's like a giant toilet.
What? Really? Even I'm not that organic.
Oh, come on, Poseidon, pick somewhere else.
No, I want the pool.
Bro, where are you gonna sleep?
I'm gonna sleep right on top?
What? No, how?
It's like, I got... Floaties?
Us! Damn it, you can't just float.
Look. Who gives a crap if he wants the pool so long as we can all use it whenever we want? How does that sound, Poseidon?
That.
What?
You asked how that sounds, and I was like, that.
I swear to God, if you weren't my brother and you didn't have those chiseled, glistening abs.
Ugh, Hera.
What? Nothing's taboo till we say so.
Awesome.
And suddenly I feel the need to say so.
Damn, though.
So, everyone's okay with Poseidon in the pool?
Fine.
Sure.
Whatever.
Good. Demeter, you're next. What do you want?
I guess I'll take the backyard.
Oh, yeah, nice. You can use that, like, tent that, like, Heracles made out of that lime, whoever that guy.
I am not sleeping under a dead animal. That's barbaric.
Yeah, well, where are you gonna sleep then, hemp for brains?
I'll fashion a hut out of sticks and dead leaves, like a civilized person.
So, I guess that leaves me the bottom floor.
Oh, sorry, bro, but with the pool out on the bottom floor is gonna be the new common room area.
What? But it's got two bedrooms.
No, it's got an office and a guest room.
That is some serious Minotaur crap.
Dude, no, we need that office for our, you know, godly officiating duties.
Really? I just do all my duties outside. Saves a ton of water.
Yeah, water's awesome.
Zeus did not mean those kind of duties, Demeter. Also, you disgust me.
Yeah, and the guest room is for guests, dude, because, like, that's its name.
Seriously, what if Dionysus comes over? Friends, don't let friends chug and chariot.
Also, you can't be the first thing people see here. You'll scare all the hot mortals away.
Well, then where the me do I get to live?
You could live in the... In the basement?
Oh, yeah, there's like toilets for you.
Like you love that.
You bastards.
Oh, no. I think that's been too well established to be an insult, bro.
Okay. I hope one of Zeus's bazillion punk kids goes on some stupid quest and fills you with the same painful despair that clutches my soul.
Hades, you are such a buzzkill.
That's 100% accurate because you have actually killed my buzz. I need my stash.
Hi, everyone. Hera here, goddess of women, childbirth, marriage, all that stuff. You know, gosh, this journal room is super cramped. Like us once a month, am I right, ladies? I'm sorry about that. I swear it makes more sense from my end. Anyway, we all picked our living spaces and started moving our stuff in. And I'm not gonna lie, things got a little tense. You brain-dead piece of garbage! What the hell are you doing with my lilies?
Just thought they'd look better outside, where they can live and grow instead of slowly shriveling away in your hideous death urns!
They're not urns, they're vases, you Gorgon!
Gorgon! I'll have you know, these are vines in my hair, and they help promote natural shine and prevent split ends! Looks like you could use a few.
Oh, I will show you a split end!
Hera, what are you doing with that pair of scissors?
What's it look like I'm doing? I'm gonna kill your hair!
No! Do you have any idea how long it takes to tame this beast?
Sure, about 30 seconds, as long as you stop moving!
Somebody help! Hera's gone crazy!
Whoa, what's going on here? Also, could it happen in a mud pit?
Oh, he's sick.
Zeus, you are such a pig! Demeter and I would just... Wait, hold on a second. What is that?
Was what?
It looks like a swan.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Thank you, because I was not going to say that myself at all. What the heck are you doing with a swan?
Oh, well, clearly I'm putting it in the swan room.
In the swan room? Since when do you collect birds of any kind?
What, this is all about me all of a sudden. What about whatever you and Demeter here were arguing about?
I am too focused on you building a petting zoo to even remember what you were talking about.
Awesome.
Well, if you think this is bad, you should see Poseidon's horse.
Wait, what?
Yeah, come on, I'll show you.
I don't have time for this much stupid.
We're immortal, Hera. We literally have all the time in the world.
Shut up, Demeter. Oh, what in the... What am I looking
at? Hey, Hera, and like, you know, Zeus and Demeter, welcome to Casa de Poseidon. Poseidon. I made that up, yeah.
That's really cute. That's so good. We're so proud of you. Why is there a horse in the pool?
Yeah, isn't he awesome? I found him, and I'm gonna name him Hippo.
You're gonna be calling him Flotation Device if you don't get him out of there.
Why?
Well, for one, he looks wicked scared, bro.
Seriously? That's your argument?
He's not wrong. I mean, look at the poor guy. Doesn't know what to do, just standing in the pool with the water up to his chin.
I thought all horses look like that. All right, okay, well, I see what you mean. All right, let me try something. Better?
Oh, yeah, not bad.
Are you kidding me? He just turned the horse's back end into a tail.
Yeah.
Now it can't not live in the pool. How are we supposed to swim with all of the gross horse hair floating around?
I'll fix that too. Hang on.
and now it's scaly. Great.
Oh, it's like a seahorse.
Yeah, no, his name's Hippo.
That's trippy.
How we overthrew the Titans, I will never understand. And what is with the swan?
It's not a swan.
Oh, my God, you 80s. Jeez, why you gotta creep around like that?
It's not my fault you all choose to ignore my pain. What's with the abomination?
You mean the seahorse?
Actually, his name's Hippo.
Stop. Back up. Hades, did you say that's not a swan?
I did.
Why?
Because it's not.
Really? Then what is it?
Bro, do not.
It's a girl.
What?
Chagoro swan is what he meant to say, right, bro?
Nope. I mean a girl, as in the kind you can sleep with.
Bro!
Zeus!
Okay, now clearly, bro, Hades is crazy talking because of all his angsty whatevers.
Emotions, you apathetic primordial.
You know, technically one could sleep with a swan.
Demeter, why is it always gotta
sleep
be disgusting
with you?
Sleep
by your side like a pet, you stupid harpy.
You filthy pothead whore.
Girls, no, calm down. Clearly, we just got a big misunderstanding here.
No, it's fine. I got this misunderstanding. You see, it's just his name that's Hippo. It's actually just like a horse that I turn into a fish.
Hey, Poseidon.
Yeah.
Why don't you go swim laps while the grown-ups talk?
Oh, finally. I thought nobody ever asked. Marco! That's his last name.
I can't believe we're related.
All right, someone explain this swan thing before I go full god wrath on everything.
Zeus turned Immortal into a swan so he could smuggle her up to his room.
Bro, I mean, what? It's crazy.
And yet, something suspiciously that it sounds like you would do. So give me the bird.
No.
Give it to me.
No, you'll hurt the plumage.
Okay, fine, but you made me do this.
Whoa.
Told you.
Damn it.
Hi, I'm Lita. I'm here to party. Oh, right. I'm also a swan. Quack.
This is pathetic.
Tell me about it. You just turned a swan into a wicked hot babe out of some your crazy, jealous woman hormones thing.
Gods don't have hormones.
Yes, we do.
Zeus! I cannot believe you would do this on our first day here.
I think I hear my plants calling, so I'm just gonna sneak away.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, don't baby me. We're not even moved in and you're bringing in mortal whores.
I am not a whore. I'm a swan. Squawk.
You realize these things can only go for like 80 years or so, right?
And guess who has to hear them whine about it forever and ever
Shut
after?
Shut up, Hades! Also, thank you for being honest.
Yeah,
unlike this piece of cheating garbage.
You know what? I'm just as surprised as you are.
What?
Yeah, like, I don't even know this person. A mortal pretending to be a swan. I mean, how desperate can you get, right?
Zeus, you promised to, like, show me your thunderbolt. I mean, squawk.
I can't handle this. I cannot handle this. I need my cuddle fleece, and that whore better be out of here by the time I come out.
Thanks a lot, Hades. Better watch your back, so I'm saying.
I live in an eternal cemetery. What more can you do to me?
Yeah, okay, you got me there.
Can we go see your thunderbolts now?
You go play in the pool with Poseidon and his horse.
Hello, mortals. I'm Hades, the last person you'll ever have to hang out with. I hope you're as excited as I am. I've come to this journal room to record my deepest, most personal thoughts and torments. Sorry, what? You want to know about the club? What about my angst?
Nobody cares.
Fine. But I won't forget this. Hope you enjoy pushing rocks up hills.
Yeah, okay, just come back.
All right. The club. After the swan thing, Hera bummed around the house, crying in her cuddle fleece, which is as pathetic as it sounds. Eventually, everyone got fed up and decided we had to cheer her up. Nice to know that's an option when one of us is buried under a mountain of emotional anguish. So we all got dragged to Dionysus's club, the Diaden.
Yeah, listen to that sick beat. Ain't that sick, Hera?
Oh, I'm sick, all right.
Oh, yeah? I gotta find you a doctor.
Why did we bring Zeus again?
Hera, baby, oh, come on already. You know I didn't mean nothing
Zeus,
by that.
Zeus, enough. You're only here to watch while Hera makes it with another guy because we all agreed fair is fair.
So why am I here?
I honestly don't know.
Great. Guess I'll go sit in a dark corner and stare at people until we're done.
Oh, okay. Look, if we're gonna go for some kind of eye for an eye thing, that's fine. But I feel Hera should just, you know, chain someone to a bull or something, since that's all I got away with.
Oh, what a great idea. I would turn you into something, but you're already a filthy, cheating piece of garbage and everything
okay,
that I hate.
Okay, let's take a breather. Zeus, go grab a seat.
Fine.
Hera, let's find you a swan.
Can it be a peacock?
Sure, whatever. Just follow me.
Where are we going?
Wherever the hot guys are.
Oh, I don't know if I can do this, Demeter. I'm the goddess of marriage, and, like, there's all these monogamy laws.
That are totally up to you, right?
Oh, yeah, they are. I made them up. You
are right. Great. How about that guy over there? He's pretty.
Oh, wow. No, he is, though. Like, you're completely right.
Great. Yeah. You go say hi. I'll be here if you need me.
All right, let me just shimmy on over, doing my moves. Here I go. Hey, how's it going?
Good evening, my lady. A thousand pardons, but I fear tonight I am too weighed down by a broken heart to provide one as lovely as yourself with pleasant company.
That's hot. My name's Hera. What's yours?
I am Paris, son of Priam and Prince of Troy.
Nice. I mean, just so we're clear, I'm a goddess, so I'm kind of out of your league. But, you know, being a prince, that's cool. That's nice, I guess.
What doth title matter when one is denied one's heart's desire?
Tell me about it. All I want is a stable relationship without any lying or cheating or animals involved. But apparently that is too much to ask.
Your words stir my heart with their truth. I know in my soul that if my love would but accept my affections, all would be right with the world.
Oh, that's super beautiful. You want to make out?
Verily.
All right. That's my sister.
Hey, Demeter.
What's Poseidon? What's your problem?
All right, so I have some good news and some bad news.
Uh-oh. What's the bad news?
All right, so I was not able to find a doctor because apparently that is not a
Poseidon.
Thing yet.
Poseidon!
Okay,
Hera
okay.
wasn't serious when she said she was sick.
All right, well then, I guess my good news is like okay news.
What do you mean?
Well, so I found the next best thing to a doctor. I got you a hypocrite.
A what?
No, that's not right. No, I got Hippocrates? No, I got Hippocrates. I got, no, you know what? Let's call him Hippo too. Let's do that. And he's sworn to help those in need.
That's great.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go?
Oh.
Uh-oh. Is that Aphrodite walking towards Hera in Paris? She does not look happy.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. I'm gonna go find her a puppy.
Looks like Demeter to the rescue again.
Excuse me!
Oh, hey, Aphrodite, you're excused.
Hera! Just what do you think you're doing?
I think I'm making out with this hot mortal here. Why, is that not clear to
this
you?
This hot mortal is my date, you filthy whore!
Hey, who you calling a whore, whore?
Ladies, I believe we are all bewitched with a lust most dangerous. Perhaps some calming wine is called
you
for.
You shut your mouth, Paris, unless you want people to start calling you Pear-less.
All right, let's break it up here.
Because I will cut them off!
Let go of me, Demeter.
Not until you calm down. Clearly, there's been some kind of misunderstanding.
Aye, verily, for there is plenty of Paris to go around.
Oh, crap.
Excuse me?
What did you say?
Are we not all lovers and not fighters? Oh, my beloved goddess of love, I have so much love to give. Surely I can spare it amongst you and your sisters here.
What Are you for real?
Wait, sisters, I want nothing to do with you, good sir.
Oh my god, you sound just like Zeus, who I am supposed to be punishing by macking on you, so...
Love may be a gift, but it is also crazy 50 shades of cray jealous! So, Paris, you pick one of us right now, and you had better choose right, so help me us!
Oh, dear, well, I... You are both so beautiful,
and... If it helps, I find you about as attractive as a raging forest fire.
And I literally helpful. Cannot handle another rejection, although you will be dead to me after tonight.
I will cut them off.
Right, Aphrodite, I choose Aphrodite!
Ha! I knew it.
Oh, you piece of garbage!
Oh, ah! No!
Meow!
Oh, yes! Oh, it's out of my hands.
Yeah,
you meow! Can get fighting!
You know what? You know what?
Here comes my
home.
Tail!
You want to...
I will build you
so many guys. Yeah. I will build you a horse
stretching.
Out of wood, fill it with guys, and stuff it up your clamshell. What do you say to that?
Ow!
Ladies, thank please. You. There's no need to.
Shut up, Paris!
Whoa, what's going on here? Also, do you want a mud pit?
Oh, shut up, you cheating man whore!
Oh!
Well, nice punch, Hera.
Yeah. Well. You didn't do so bad yourself.
Yeah. Do you want to go somewhere and just chill, just us girls?
You know what? That actually sounds kind of nice.
I know, right?
You up for it, Tamita?
I'm a few tokes in. I'm so confused right now. But if it means no more fighting, I'm game for whatever.
Great, let's go.
Yay!
Zeus.
Oh, my perfect face. Oh, what happened?
Hera knocked you out. It was the funniest thing I've seen all night.
Hey guys, where'd the girls go?
They left, why?
Oh, so it turns out I actually found a puppy. So I like, right? I brought it back here to cheer everybody up.
Oh, no, how could that thing cheer anyone up? Oh, it's got three heads.
Well, you know, it's like three times the faces, three times the cuteness. You know?
Oh, except each head is uglier than the last. Oh, nothing could be less cheerful to anyone.
So, I've put him back?
No. If he's that upsetting, then I can't live without him.
Oh. Fine. Whatever. Let's just go home.
Yeah, all right. Hey, it is.
What?
What are you going to name him?
I've only had it for like 3 seconds.
You should call name Hippo.
I'll think about it.
Everything's so much easier.
Yeah.
Hey, Zeus, back in the journal room to close us out. Except it's more like the journal camp since the girls locked us outside. So I guess me and the boys are just gonna have to keep it real by the pool tonight.
Marco!
You're supposed to keep your eyes closed, you Nimrod.
But I guess dem's the breaks when you're living it up on the Olympic shore.